The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Why did this recent school massacre occur in Colorado? Think about it, my friends. 15 people butchered in their own school. Why are we having this kind of national tragedy increasingly, this kind of breakdown? Why do we have to wake up to headlines like this in our newspapers? School massacre. Why are these things occurring? Is it because we have turned away from the true God? Because we do not understand His laws, His ways, His commandments? Why are we in this war in Kosovo? Where are the United States, Britain, and Canada really headed? Do you know? Are you prepared for the enormous changes for the next several years that are going to take place? Are you aware that we are near the end of an age? Yes, we are. Everything around you is going to change, and the end-time prophetic events are soon to begin. Are you aware that life will never be the same again? Do you understand what you should do? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith describes our national future.
My friends, we are nearing the end of 6,000 years of recorded human history. A millennial Sabbath, 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ will soon begin. It will probably begin within the lifetimes of thousands of you hearing me now. America, Canada, and Britain, as we now know them, will no longer exist. Everything around you is going to change, believe it or not. But Almighty God has always had true ministers to warn His people of what is coming. Notice what your Bible says. Go get your Bible during this program. I challenge you to do that. Check up on me. Follow me. Don't believe me. You believe the words you read in your own Bible. Turn to Amos in your Old Testament if you're able to follow. Amos chapter 3, and I'm going to begin reading here in Amos chapter 3 and verse 6. If a trumpet is blown in a city, God says, will not the people be afraid? If there is calamity in a city, will not the Eternal have done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing unless He reveals His secret unto His servants the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Eternal God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? My friends, I am a servant of the living God. I'm serving Him. I'm telling you the truth straight out. Many don't do that. The people who back this program want me to tell you the truth, and I will tell you faithfully what God's Word says. So again, go get up your Bible. Go get it. Check up on me and see what your Bible says about the future of your life and the future of our beloved nations. Notice back here in the New Testament, I'm turning now to the New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's turn now at this point, those of you who are following, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Paul was inspired by God to write, "Know this, that in the last days perilous times shall come." And boy, they are coming with this recent massacre, aren't they? "Perilous times shall come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money." Are we lovers of ourselves? We think only of ourselves. What were these young men thinking when they started to butcher their classmates and some of their teachers? "Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving," because we don't know God and we're not obeying God's commandments, and God is not real, and the precious value of human life is demeaned by all of this, and people are not told the reason they're alive. That's why these things are going on. That is why, whether you are willing to understand it or not, we have a nation that's unloving, increasingly unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal. You talk about brutal, think about the brutality in Kosovo. They're setting up these rape camps, taking care of people in Albania, the Albanian ethnic group, and butchering the men and raping the young women and carrying on in the way they are over there in our so-called civilized society in Europe. And now we have this continuing type of school massacres taking place in the United States. These things are growing worse all over this earth, and they are going to continue to grow worse, my friends. That's what many do not understand. They will continue to grow worse, and God indicates that right here. Despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, haughty, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. Boy, have we gotten into that. He says a little later here in verse 13, evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Yes, things will get worse before they get better. So we need to understand that men are cut off from God. They don't believe God, but they are not going to suffer the penalty nevertheless. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 3, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 7. And he says, but the heavens and the earth, which now exist, are kept in store by the same word, reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing. And here he's talking about the flood. He's talking about what's going to happen in the future. He's talking about the way he intervenes and guides things down through the ages. He says, notice this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. As God deals with human beings, and as God works out his purpose here on earth, he's not worrying about the rotation of the earth and the rising and the setting of the sun from our earthly point of view. He's concerned with thousands of years, and sometimes in his sight, 1,000 years is as a day. And we are now in the latter days, believe it or not, just before the return of Jesus Christ, the Christ of your Bible, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We, the American and British descended peoples, are the descendants of the so-called lost 10 tribes of Israel. And we are part of the people that are going to be dealt with by God in his prophecies. Therefore, many of the ancient prophecies of the Bible are talking about us, the prophecies about the house of Israel. And in dealing with us, Almighty God is working out this purpose over a period of many, many years. Notice Deuteronomy, in your Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 25. He tells our ancestors, when you beget children and grandchildren and have grown old in the land, and that happened to our ancestors to a degree way back when, but these prophecies are dual. They had an early fulfillment, and they're going to have a latter-day fulfillment, and this is going to happen to us. We have been in the United States for over 200 years, and now we're taking things for granted. We're taking all of our blessings for granted. Our children are spoiled, and they're going absolutely wild, as we begin to see in the headlines of our daily papers. And so when we do these things and act corruptly and have carved images, or we make gods out of our television sets, we make gods out of our automobiles, our houses, our material things, and we provoke God to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, God says, that you will soon utterly perish from the land which you cross over Jordan to possess, the land of America as it is today. You will be utterly destroyed, and the Eternal will scatter you, a national scattering and national slavery, when you come to understand it. I will scatter you among the peoples. You will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you, and there you will serve gods, the works of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither hear nor see nor smell. There you'll worship pagan gods that you seem to want to worship anyway, God says. But from there you will seek the Eternal, your God. From these other lands you will begin to seek God. When you are brought down in absolute slavery and God finally has your attention, he says, then you will turn to God and you will say, God, God, please help me to understand. Please reveal yourself to me. I want to obey you. I want to do your will. But what's it going to take to each one of you individually to where you really begin to seek the God of creation, the God of the Bible? Not just going to the church of your choice, but going to the church of God's choice and finding out where God Almighty is working and what his will is. From there you will seek the Eternal, your God, and you will find him if you seek for him with all your heart and with all your soul. If you seek for God with all of your being. That's what God is telling us here, and my friends, that's what we have to begin to do, or we're going to fall into a terrible situation here in the United States, in Canada, and in Britain. when you're in distress, he says, he continues, and all these things come upon you in the latter days. In the latter days. That's when these things are going to come on us. So we want to grasp the fact that this prophecy meant our ancestors way back there, but it also means us today in the latter days. At this point, I urge you to call or write today for our powerful prophetic booklet entitled, What's Ahead for America and Britain? You need this booklet. This booklet will give you the key to understanding about 90% of end-time prophecy. It really will. Yet this booklet is absolutely free upon your request. No charge, no obligation. So call or write today and ask for your free copy of What's Ahead for America and Britain.
This informative booklet is offered to you absolutely free without any cost or obligation. If you call 1-800-934-5579, that's 1-800-934-5579, or write to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Now back to our topic. Let's turn again to Deuteronomy 4:30, where we were. Notice here, God has been talking about a time when we're brought down as a people, America, Canada, and Britain, and then we will seek God with all of our hearts at that time. If we seek God with all of our hearts, He will deliver us, He says, when you're in distress and all these things come upon you in the latter days. This prophecy is for our peoples now. Let's understand that. We are in those latter days. Let's now turn to Leviticus chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26, my friends. Here is a foundational prophecy for our nations, a basic prophecy that's dual. It had an early fulfillment, and it is absolutely going to have a latter fulfillment. Notice Leviticus 26, beginning in verse 3. God tells our peoples, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments, we are not taught to obey God's commandments. We're not taught anything about God's statutes. People would say, what do you mean, statutes, statutes? Who ever heard of statutes? What are you talking about? Well, they're all laws of God in the Bible, and they ought to be obeyed, and they ought to be taught, and our young people ought to understand them. But they do not today, and so they have no concept of right and wrong. But if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, God says, then I will give you rain in due season. He says a little later, you shall eat the bread to the full. I'll give you peace in the land. Verse 8, 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you will put 10,000 to flight. We will win our wars. Everything will be coming up roses, as we say. But, beginning in verse 14, Almighty God comments, He says, if you do not obey me, if you are not willing to observe all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, or your soul abhors my judgments, so you do not perform my commandments, then He says, I will do this to you. I will appoint over you terror, wasting disease, and fever. These things are going to begin to take over our nations, various diseases and problems often that cannot be cured. And He says, one thing after the other is going to go wrong. He says, you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursues. That punishment began during the First World War, if we would understand, where we had all kinds of horrible diseases, flus, and so on. Vast areas of Europe were overrun by the enemy. It happened again in World War II. And still our people did not return to the true God. And He says in verse 18, after this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you seven times, or it can be translated, the experts tell us, sevenfold more times. Seven times as powerful for your sins. Because of our sins, these things are coming on us. I will break the pride of your power. We in the United States still have power and a certain pride, but Britain's pride in her power has already been broken. She had the greatest empire the world had ever seen, And God promised, as this booklet will tell you, that America and Britain between them were to have the gates of our enemies. And those gates have begun to be taken away. Britain has already lost the Suez Canal. She's lost the Bab el-Mandeb at the southern entrance to the Red Sea. The word Bab means literally gate. That's the word that's used in God's promise about those gates. Those gates have been taken away. They're sea gates. She lost control of that. She lost control of the Simonson's base around South Africa. She's lost control of Singapore and the Malacca Straits. And the United States, under the administration of Mr. Carter, has given away the Panama Canal, one of the greatest sea gates the earth has ever known. These gates are being taken away, one by one by one. Will Gibraltar be taken away from Britain? I think it probably will. Will the Falkland Islands be taken away from Britain? I think they will. Watch these things in your news, my friends. These sea gates are going to be taken away. How could we know this? Because of what is written in this book, the major prophecies of your Bible. And now we're in this Balkan War, and this current war in Kosovo may well be a turning point which will further break the pride of America and bring us down. American flags have already been burned in Italy and France and other areas around the world over this situation in Kosovo. People disagree and riot about it, and that's going to get worse. This situation may lead to a great deal of unrest and disagreement among our European allies. We may bungle in many ways as this war progresses, and probably will, given the fact that our leaders are so far from God and don't have His guidance. Then the body bags may start coming back to the United States. Then what's going to happen? Then American college students may riot. They may burn the American flag. President Clinton may be scorned and ridiculed even more than before, ever. A weakening of our national pride, you bet. A strengthening of the European resolve to unite and bring about the coming European empire, your Bible predicts, probably all this will happen. All this could happen so much sooner than you think. Much sooner. Remember, these events quickly occurred, events like this, in Eastern Europe back in 1989. Things people never thought would occur. They thought the Russian boot was suddenly planted, and suddenly a domino effect began to occur, and one nation after the other began to break away. These things could easily occur again, and we want to understand that, how quickly world events can speed up if the great God begins to intervene. Notice again Leviticus chapter 26 now, Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 21. Then God says, if you walk contrary to me and are not willing to obey me, I will bring on you sevenfold more plagues. I'll send wild beasts among you. Your highways will be desolate. And he says, if by these things you're not reformed by me, I'll walk contrary to you and punish you sevenfold more times. And I will bring a sword against you and execute the vengeance of my covenant. And he says, then I will send disease epidemics among you when you're gathered together. And in verse 27, he gets toward the end of this prophecy. Verse 27, and after all this, if you do not obey me, if our nations do not turn back, as the drought, as the famine, as the disease epidemics get worse, I will walk contrary to you in fury, and I will punish you sevenfold more for your sins. You'll eat the flesh of your sons and the flesh of your daughters. We don't think this could happen today, unless you read the newspapers and realize it did happen. It did happen in World War II, in certain Japanese concentration camps and elsewhere, and it's probably going to happen and is happening around the world even as I speak. When people are absolutely starving to death, the human mind snaps, and they do things they might not otherwise do. Please understand that. I will destroy your high places, verse 30, the places of worship. And in verse 31, I will lay your cities waste, he said, and verse 32, I will bring the land to desolation, and I will scatter you among the nations and draw out a sword after you. I will lay your cities waste. If you wish to check up on me, read 2 Kings. 2 Kings, mark it down in your Bible, chapter 17, verses 22 to 24. And there you will find that ancient Israel's cities were not laid waste. They were not destroyed in the first punishment under King Shalmaneser of Assyria. This is an end-time prophecy as well. These things are going to affect your life. Our nation is either going to turn back to the great God and begin to really obey His commandments and seek the God of the Bible, not the God around us that people are worshiping. I'm talking about the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And they're going to do that and have a national repentance, or else these things are going to occur. And they will affect your lives immeasurably, immeasurably, enormously. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 30, beginning in verse 4. These are the words the Eternal spoke concerning Israel and Judah. He said, Israel and Judah. Most people think Israel means the Jews. It does not. All Californians are Americans. You understand? But not all Americans are Californians. We all grasp that fact here in America. Only some Americans are Californians. Only some Israelites were Jews. There used to be 12 tribes. One of those tribes was Judah. All the rest of them were not Jews. But there was a time when the house of Israel broke away because of their sins, and God then left Judah with Benjamin and later most of the Levites, and they became the house of Judah, or the kingdom of Judah in the south, and the kingdom of Israel was up in the northern part of the country, and they had wars off and on for about 200 years. About 200 years. They were different peoples. So let's realize what happened. And so, my friends, we need to recognize here this situation. He's talking here about two different peoples. Both of them are going to be punished again together at the time of the end. But they are two different people, the Israelites and the Jews, the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Thus says the Eternal, we've heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. Men give birth to children? Well, we know they don't. God's trying to wake us up to hear how terrible this is going to be. So why then do I see every man with his hands on his loins, men bent over in terror, just bent over like a woman ready to give birth to a child? All faces turn pale. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. Get this. God says no day has ever been like this. None is like it. This sounds like the day Jesus spoke of in Matthew 24:21, doesn't it? The great tribulation, so terrible, there's never been a time like it before, no, nor ever shall be again. Yes, indeed, my friends, it's the same time. It's the same great tribulation. And it is called here the time of Jacob's trouble. The time of trouble on Israel is the great tribulation. And this time is coming very clearly at the end of this age upon the so-called lost 10 tribes of Israel and on the Jewish people as well. He shall be saved out of it, but boy, does he get into it first. It's going to be something. For it shall come to pass in that day, as God begins to bring us out of this national slavery, that I will break his yoke. A yoke of slavery will be on our necks. Will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them. That's what the Bible says. I'm reading the New King James. Enslave them. We're in slavery at the time of the end. But they shall serve the Eternal their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Yes, King David will come up at the time of the resurrection from the dead, the time just ahead of us. That's why these things, when these things are going to occur, that's when they're going to occur. As a people, we've turned away from God, and we need to recognize we're going to be punished because we have broken God's commandments again and again. He says in verse 15, "Why do you cry about your affliction?" God asked. "Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities and because your sins have increased. I have done these things to you." A few professing Christians basically follow the false Christianity that talks about little Lord Jesus and the person of Christ, but very few talk about and understand the teaching of the real Christ of the Bible, and they don't turn to that. That's where we fall short. Therefore, America, Canada, and Britain will be invaded and conquered unless we have a national repentance, a national turning back to God, such as we have never had before. And we want to understand that, and I hope you do. So these events do not have to adversely affect your life and your family, though. What can you do? What should you do? Well, of course, you need to turn back to God, as we already read back here in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and in verse 29. He says, "You will find him if you seek for him with all your heart and all your soul." That's what each and every one of us has got to learn to do, to seek for God with all of our heart and all of our soul. In Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29, Jeremiah 29, verse 12, after Israel or Judah's punishment, he tells them, "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." That's the key, my friends, to search for God with all of your heart. In Luke 21 and verse 36, I'll just give you this from memory as time is fleeting. God tells us here in Luke 21, 36, he says, "Watch and pray that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that are coming and to stand before the Son of Man." You need to watch world events. You need to pray to God and to seek God in a way you perhaps have never done. Again, be sure to call to write today. Call or write today, right now, immediately, for your free copy of our powerful booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain. This powerful prophetic booklet will truly unlock your understanding. Very few people on earth today truly understand this vital key to prophecy. This booklet will be sent absolutely free upon your request.
This informative booklet is offered to you absolutely free without any cost or obligation if you call 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or write to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Be sure to tune in every week at this same time for the Tomorrow's World program. Richard Ames and I will be giving you powerful messages on prophecy, on the real meaning of life, and on how you can obtain genuine success and true happiness, both now and in the future. So let's understand, you're going to get information on this program in a way you do not get it and will not get it anywhere else. You're going to help understand, you're going to grasp the real meaning of things, the news behind the news, and the reason these things are occurring. And we will help you understand the great purpose that God Almighty is working out. God says, "I'm in charge. I determine the rise and the fall of nations." And He does, my friends. We're going to reveal that to you in this program more and more. You're living into exciting times. I'll tell you, prophetic events are speeding up. They are really speeding up. So tune in to Tomorrow's World program every week at this same time, and we'll give you real understanding. We'll see you right here next week.
This informative booklet is offered to you absolutely free without any cost or obligation if you call 1-800-934-5579 or write to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.